We're going to take the time now, before Mariv, to just review some of the halachos of the 3 weeks, and also hopefully to set a certain tone in Hashgafa for this period. So the halachos of the 3 weeks are relatively well known. During this period, so Ashkenazic practice is that we don't get married during the period of the 3 weeks that we're aware of. Another halacha that comes up during the period of the 3 weeks that is somewhat questionable, however, is the question as to whether or not one's allowed to go shopping during the 3 weeks. I try to convince people, especially members of my family, that it's usher to go shopping during the 3 weeks. But technically speaking, it says in Shulchan Aruch that during the 9 days, right, once Rosh Chodesh Av comes in, so the halacha is that mematan b'maso matan. Once Rosh Chodesh Av comes in, so then we minimize the amount of business that we're doing. But during the 3 weeks, technically, there's no prohibition of purchasing items, etc. It seems to all be fine. The one exception appears in Shulchan Aruch in Tavkuf Nun Aleph, Se'if Yud Zayin. And this is not really a firm halacha, but it's a strong recommendation. The Beis Yosef came up with this idea on his own. Generally, the Beis Yosef only quotes things that he found in other Sfarim. But Beis Yosef tells us that Tov li Zoher milom ha-shechiyanu bein ha-mitzarim. That it's a good idea to refrain from saying shechiyanu during the entire period of the 3 weeks. Tov. It's a good idea to refrain from saying shechiyanu. This refers to shechiyanu on the new fruit, or shechiyanu on the new garment, etc. For Pidyon HaBen, you do say Shechiyanu, that's what it says. The Rama adds, if it's a type of fruit that you won't be able to obtain after Tisha B'Av, so then you can make a Shechiyanu during the 3 weeks. That's the basic halacha. So effectively, what we're saying is that ordinary shopping is permitted, but purchasing those items that you recite a Shechiyanu on, it's a good idea not to. Now, our president is a big fan of the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon really does not like this halacha in a big sort of way. The Vilna Gaon says, one second, why shouldn't they say Shechiyanu during the 3 weeks? Even an Avel is allowed to recite Shechiyanu. In fact, the halacha is that when a person, Rachman Litzlan, loses a parent, you recite two brachos, no? You recite the bracha of Baruch Dayan HaEmes, and you recite the bracha of Shechiyanu. Right? So you're allowed to recite a Shechiyanu even during periods of mourning. So why should we not recite Shechiyanu now during the 3 weeks? So that's the question. And based on this question, the Vilna Gaon says, you know what? Say Shechiyanu, it's not a problem whatsoever. And the Mishnah Brura, what we've been speaking about this summer, is the Mishnah Brura's general approach to halacha, is that he's very bound by the Gra. The Mishnah Brura says, you know what, since the Gra says this, the Gra is right. Therefore, although he recommends not saying a Shechiyanu during the weekdays of the 3 weeks, on Shabbos, you should say Shechiyanu. That's the psak of the Mishnah Berurah. But the Gra basically disagrees based on this question from Avelos. Now, there are two approaches to answer the Gra's question. One approach is that even though during Avelos we do recite Shechiyanu, but the 3 weeks in some ways is worse than Avelos. The expression of Shechiyanu, that bracha, is a communal bracha. Shechiyanu, that we have lived. We have made it. V'kimanu, v'higiyanu. We as a community have arrived at this wonderful time. And you know what? It's not a wonderful time as a community. During the 3 weeks when we're in the period of mourning for the loss of the Beis HaMikdash, or the impending loss of the Beis HaMikdash, as it were. So it's not an auspicious time. It's not a good time. So therefore, since it's a bracha that's based on the tzibur, for the tzibur, it's not a good time, so therefore, you don't make a shechiyanu during the 3 weeks. But during an avel, during avelos, a person in mourning, so for him, it's a bad time. For everyone else, it could be it's a great time. For everyone else, it could be it's a wonderful time. So therefore, an avel is allowed to make shechiyanu, but the tzibur, this time period when it's avelos for the entire community, you shouldn't. That's one approach. The other approach that's taken is similar, but it's just a tad different. The other approach basically says, you know what? Shechiyanu is because we've arrived at a good time And this time period during Bein HaMitzarim, this time period is not an auspicious time. It's not a good time. And therefore, during this time period, we should not recite Shachiyanu at all. It's not an auspicious time. It's a time that's bad. It's slightly different. It's not a distinction between Yochid and Rambam, between the individual and the community, but it's saying that this time period is a bad time period. Some point out that if we take the second approach, even on Shabbos, you shouldn't recite Shachiyanu, no? If the idea is because it's a bad time period, it's not an auspicious occasion, so even on Shabbos, you shouldn't recite a Shachiyanu. So these are the basic ideas of Shachiyanu. Most poskim assume that although you don't recite Shachiyanu during the 3 weeks, you can recite the bracha of Hatova Hametiv. Someone asked me if they're allowed to buy a new minivan during the 3 weeks. So once you're up to minivan stage of life, generally that means that you have a whole family with kids. Now that's why you need a minivan. It's not that you buy a minivan because it's so easy to park in the Heights. The reason you buy minivans is because you have a large family. When you have a large family, the bracha that's recited is not Shachiyanu. The bracha that's recited is Hatova Hametiv. Most poskim assume that although we don't recite a Shachiyanu during the 3 weeks, we do recite Hatova Hametiv. Because Shachiyanu is saying this is an auspicious time. This is a good time. Hatova Hametiv, a bracha that's recited when there is something that's good, that benefits a number of people, not only an individual, so that bracha can be recited during this time period. That's a standard approach. The Kaf HaChaim is very into Psukim of the Arizal. The Kaf HaChaim says, according to Arizal, you shouldn't recite a bracha of Hatov HaMitiv now also, but my understanding is that that is not followed. So in terms of purchasing items during this time period, generally speaking, only those items that you make a Shachiyanu, we should not purchase. The minhag, according to the Magen Avraham and Reish Chaf Gimel, is whenever you purchase large household goods, you don't make a Shachiyanu. The question is whether we accept this Magen Avraham or not, but when we buy air conditioners, so do you recite a Shachiyanu, even if you're buying an air conditioner only for yourself? So it would seem that one could rely on this Magen Avraham and not recite a Shachiyanu and buy the air conditioner during the 3 weeks. I don't think that's such a problem, etc. We once spoke about engagement rings during this time period. That certainly is a significant item. Is an engagement ring something you make a Shachiyanu on, or something you make a Hatov HaMeitiv? Rav Moshe Feinstein, the Tshuva, writes that you make a Shachiyanu on an engagement ring. If it's a Shachiyanu, so then you, even though you're allowed to get engaged during the 3 weeks, but you should probably not give an engagement ring because of the bracha of Shachiyanu that comes with it. Fine, so those are one set of halachos during the 3 weeks in terms of shopping and in terms of Shachiyanu. The other set of halachos that comes up during the 3 weeks is in terms of shaving. It says in Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber writes that you should not shave during Shavua Shechabal Tisha B'Av, during the week of Tisha B'Av, and the Mechaber in Sif Dalet actually has an opinion, which seems to be his real opinion, that in a year like this, we don't really have Shavua Shechal, Shechabal Tisha B'Av. This year, Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, and it's observed on Sunday, so the week when Tisha B'Av is, from Sunday on, that's not much of a week, so there's no Shavua Shechabal Tisha B'Av. Technically speaking, according to the Mechaber, shaving is going to be permitted this year. The Ramah writes that our practice is that we don't shave the entire 3 weeks. That's shave and take haircuts. And the simple reading of Shulchan Aruch is that this is not only shaving and taking haircuts. In Sif Yud Beis, Shulchan Aruch writes, Echad Seyar HaRosh VeEchad Kol Seyar Shebeguf. No? Echad Rosh VeEchad Kol Seyar Shebeguf. Any hair you shouldn't shave. That would mean that even women should technically not shave their legs during the 3 weeks, according to the Pesach of the Ramah. Generally speaking, we assume Rav Moshe Feinstein, Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky passes that women should not shave their legs during the 3 weeks. I don't think this is standard practice at all. I think standard practice is that women do shave their legs. Certainly, Rav Moshe Feinstein is makel on shaving legs. He says that even though Shulchan writes Echa Koseir Shabo, but we don't really accept that. Others assume that for people who are either in the process of looking to get married, or people who are already married, so shaving legs is permitted. If you're married, it's permitted so that to create more desire between the husband and wife, and if you're in the process of getting married, it's permitted to help you look good and to help you possibly get married. So shaving legs, I think, is permitted, despite the fact that the simple reading of Shulchan Aruch is that you should not shave legs You shouldn't shave any hair on your body, even though, and the Rambam extends that to the entire 3 weeks. So, the halach of shaving is interesting. Rav Soloveitchik was a big makel on this, no? The Rav felt that you're allowed to shave during the 3 weeks, but not during the 9 days. And the rationale for the Rav is that the avelos during the 3 weeks has the same status of avelos during the 12 months after a person, Rachman Litzlan, loses a parent, which is that you're allowed to shave and cut your hair once it's ga'arubo chaverov, once your friends tell you that you look awful. If your enemies tell you you look awful, you disregard them. Your enemies always think that you look awful. Once your friends tell you look awful, so then you're allowed to shave after Shloshim has already passed. That's the basic halacha in Hilchos Avelos. Now, the Rav felt that the Avelos of the 3 weeks has the same status as the Avelos during the Yud Beis Chodesh, during the 12 months after a person loses his parent. And as such, once it is Garu Bochaveirav, once your friends tell you that you look awful, so then you're allowed to shave. There seems to be a bit of a dispute, however, between Rav Schechter and Rav Aaron Nuchensin, Zechron Levracha, as to what the Rav said exactly. Rav Schechter feels that the Rav felt that you have to shave every day during the 3 weeks. Once there's a chiyuv, once you're allowed to shave, you're mechuyuv to shave to look kempt. Rav Aaron was of the opinion that you should only shave a kavod Shabbos during the 3 weeks. Shaving the kavod Shabbos is somewhat questionable. The Bir Halacha that's connected to the Mishnah Berurah here, Sifkat and Lamed Beis, points out that the Or Zeruah quotes a text from a Yerushalmi that even though we're makal on laundering during the 9 days of kavod Shabbos, if you don't have another shirt, but shaving, we're not going to be makal on the kavod Shabbos. Even if there is no other way to enter Shabbos looking kempt, you're not allowed to shave the kavod Shabbos. That's the text of the Rishalmi that the Or Zeruah quotes. However, the Mishnah Berurah notes, and this again is for the Mishnah Berurah scholars among us, the Mishnah Berurah points out that the real text of the Rishalmi doesn't say that. And the real text of the Rishalmi says that you're allowed to shave the kavod Shabbos during the 9 days. The Mishnah Berurah is not willing to be makel on this in the actual Sefer. He only quotes this in the Bir Halacha, but when you put that Bir Halacha, that you're allowed to shave a kavod Shabbos, together with the fact that maybe our Avelos during the 3 weeks is like the Avelos of the Yud Beis Chodesh, so Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, Zichron Levracha, felt that you're allowed to shave the kavod Shabbos during the 3 weeks. I think in the Yeshiva Chafetz Chaim, they also are lenient on this. There's some psak that they have something akin to what we're saying here. So Rav Soloveitchik felt that you're allowed to shave, certainly for Parnassah. Rav Moshe Feinstein feels that you're allowed to shave during the 3 weeks. During the 9 days, however, it's much more stringent, and during the 9 days, a person should really refrain from shaving. The Rav felt that the 9 days has the status of Avelos of Shloshim, and if it has the status of the 30 days of Avelos, then the person should not shave at all. The last issue that I want to discuss is the question of listening to music during the 3 weeks. You can open Shulchan Aruch and look carefully, and you're never going to find an isser of music during the 3 weeks. It just ain't there. What do you mean, Rabbi? Are you Reform? What's going on? How's there no isser of music? Like, we all grew up. So it's really not clear. It's really not clear what's going on. The Magen Avraham, some assume that the source of our practice from that, or the source of the practice, I shouldn't say our practice, because you'll hear in a few minutes what I have to say, but the source of the practice for not listening to music during the 3 weeks is the Magen Avraham says that even though you're allowed to get engaged during the 3 weeks, you shouldn't have rikudim mecholos, you shouldn't dance. Now, presumably, when you dance, you have music, and therefore the Magen Avraham is saying music shouldn't be done. Now, if that's the case, so one thing that's clear is the only type of music that's forbidden is the type of music that's dance music. Listening to classical music, listening to chazonos. I don't know if anyone still listens to chazonos, or if it's like Cantor Freeman. Is Cantor Freeman here? Okay. So big plug for the Bell School of Jewish Music. Listening to chazonos is definitely mutter during this time period because it's not the type of music that people dance to. Well, that's something I shouldn't quote you as saying, probably. But the fact is that listening to dance music would seem to be the real iser. Nonetheless, the practice developed in many communities that people don't listen to any music during the 3 weeks. And the question is where this came from. So some suggest that it comes from a halacha of Zecher L'Chorben. In Shulchan Aruch Simon Tav Kuf Samach Sif Gimel, based on the Gemara in Gittin, on Daf Zayin, there's a halacha that after Chorben Beis HaMikdash, you shouldn't listen to music at all. Because the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, so the halacha is that really we shouldn't listen to any music. That's the din. Now, there's a bit of a dispute among the Rishonim what exactly that means. Rashi and Tosis understand that the only time it's usher to listen to music because of Chorban HaBayis is when you're listening to music that's connected to a meal with wine. That's the only time that's usher according to Rashi and Tosis. The Hagos Mordechai is even more lenient. Hagos Mordechai says that the iser is only to listen to music when you have a meal that is only wine. In other words, you're not eating any food. You're just drinking. I don't know if that is popular at all, and if it is, I really don't want to know about it. But the fact is, Ashkenazim followed this approach of Rashi and Tosis. Ashkenazim assume that the iser to listen to music because of Chorban HaBayis, the iser all year long. By the way, there's a tshuva in Igros Moshe that's written to my father-in-law where he goes through all the details of this sugya about the prohibition of listening to music after Chorban HaBayis. But Ashkenazim assume it's only when it's connected to a meal with wine, or if it's the type of person who every single day listens to music to get up in the morning. That's why Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach writes that you shouldn't set your alarm clock in the morning to music, because that's really going to be the iser, even according to the lenient approach of the Ramah, if you wake up every day with music. The Mechaber, however, follows the Rambam, that the Rambam says that music with instruments is usur even if it's not connected to a meal, and music with the mouth is usur only if it's connected to a meal. That's the approach of the Rambam in the Yad HaChazaka. The Rambam in the Tshuva has even an even more stringent approach, which the Bach follows, but that is like way out there, so we won't go into that. But the fact is, Sfaradim follow the approach that you should not listen to instrumental music, even if it's not connected to a meal. Some suggest that the reason why Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote the iser of listening to music during the 3 weeks is because you're never allowed to listen to music. Why not? Because Chorban HaBayis. Well, that is true only if I'm a Sfaradi. Only if I hold like the Mechaber, I can never listen to instrumental music because of Chorban HaBayis. If I'm Ashkenazi, the iser is only not to listen to music that's connected to a meal with wine. Some suggest, and I saw that Rav Shlomo Duchovsky, who's a chaver of the Bet Din HaGadol, of the Rabbanut, Rav Duchovsky has this in a Sefer Zikaron about issues of Tainus, and Rav Nochem Rabinowitz has this in his Tshuvos Siach Nachum, that they both point out that even though technically speaking, Ashkenazim feel that the iser of music, Zecher L'Chorban, is only when it's connected to a meal with wine, but this time period of the 3 weeks, during this time period, we should all try to be Sfaradim. And this is a time period that maybe we should not listen to any instrumental music, simply because if there's one time a year that we should reflect on Zecher L'Chorban, this is the time period. Now, to a certain extent, they are making this up. Right? There's no real halachic basis for this. It's a nice idea, but it doesn't seem to be based on rigorous halacha in terms of it's not really quoted. How come the din is not quoted, the iser music? I would say because there's no real iser music during this time period. That's what I would contend, with the exception of dance-type music. Now, if you take this approach that we try to aser any music with instruments, even if it's not connected to wine during the 3 weeks. So we have to figure out what's considered an instrument. Rav Wozner assumes that even a tape recorder is an instrument. There used to be things called tape recorders before MP3s and stuff. It was like ancient history. But even the tape recorder, according to Rav Wozner, is considered an instrument, and you shouldn't listen to a cappella music with a tape recorder. Rav Moshe Feinstein, that same tshuva that I wrote to my father-in-law, Simon Kuf Samach Vav, Rav Moshe feels that if the tape is a tape of instrumental music, you should not listen to it during the 3 weeks. If the tape is a tape of vocal music, you can listen to it during the 3 weeks. This approach, that not listening to music during the 3 weeks is based on Zechel Chorben, would lead us in the direction that during the 3 weeks, maybe we should be machmir, but during Sfira, there's absolutely no reason not to listen to music. With the exception of dance music, but ordinary music, there's absolutely no reason not to listen to during Sfira. Once again, I thank you for listening. Is there anyone here who'd like to say Kaddish? I'm Rechanem Akash.